the sum of Tesla dollar. 5 lines from the bottom. So we have the story that Rav Onan said to Rav Huna a line which Rav Huna was not happy with. Referred to him as Huna Chavrin. So he gave him instructions with regard to this woman. He said, Maktar Sheish is that I want you to go back and tell him in this language of Onan Mikarkoi or Metaltali, and also ask him, Man Yosef Bemarzicha Bereisha, who sits in the base oval? Who's supposed to sit at the head of the table? So also Rav Sheish is the Kameda Rabbanon, Amrleim. So here Rav Sheish is coming to Rabbanon with a uncomfortable message. He's doing it because he's going to be in Chayim if he doesn't say it. So but Amrleim, he comes and he wants to say it in a way to be respectfully as possible. Mar Rabba, Rav Huna, Rabbi is the Rabbi. You're my Rebbe, but Rav Huna is the Rebbe of my Rebbe. Shemuta Shomit Mandalay Omerle, and there's a cherim in place in the person who does not say the following message. He loved the Shomit Lahavika Kamina, and otherwise he would not have said this. Quotes Anon Anon Mimikakoi Umimitatali, Aman Yosef Emerzicha Bereisha. So, that's what he said. So also Rav Onan the Kameh de Mar Ukva, he went to Mar Ukva, Amrle, Chazi Mar Hechi Sholach Li Rav Huna. Look what he said to me. He said to me, Onan, Onan, in the language of just like that, which is the insulting. He didn't call me Rav Onan, and he said the double Lashon is like, you know, he's sort of mustering him out. Vayid Marzicha the Sholach Li Lo Yadana Mai Nihu. He says, "Bei Marzicha Bereish." I don't know what the word Marzicha means. Amali, Emily, easy. Please tell me. Guva the Uvda Hecha Havi. The actual story. What happened? Amali Hachi veHachi. Haba Maisa. This was the story. So he said over the whole story. Amali. So Marukva said to Ravonan, Gabra de la Yoda, my new Marzicha, Sholokh le Rav Huna, Huna Chavrin, a person who doesn't even know what a Marzicha is, has the audacity to refer to Rav Huna as Huna my Chavr. Rav Huna is correct in his censure that he sent you. Okay. So, Marukva pointed out to Rav Onan that he acted improperly and he deserved the censure that he got. So what is Marzicha? My Marzicha. What is this Marzicha? Avil. Where do you see that it's an Avil? The Chsiv, Koyomer Hashem, Al Tavoy Beis Marzeach. You're not going to be able to go into the base bias of an Avil. Okay. So what actually is the halacha? Who sits bereisha? Menayin la'ovel shemesit bereish. So how do we know that by the base ovel, when they're eating, they put the ovel at the head of the table? So shenemar evkar darkom ve'eshev roish ve'eshkan kemelach begedud kasher avelim yinachem. I will be the one which is going to sit like the king in charge of his legions. I will sit Barosh when the Kasher Avelim Yenachem. When Avelim, I'm being Menachem. Where it says Yenachem, Acher Mashma. It sounds like he's being Menachem. Somebody else, he's not the Ovel. Amr Menachem Yitzchak Yenucham Ksiv. When he adds an oval, he's receiving his nechama. So what does that mean? So mar v'zoch, a person who's in a bitter situation, v'zoch, and his zoch usually means that a person, his attitude, his das, is very very haughty. But over here it means that the person is lost his ass. He can't think straight. So that's sort of like the attitude, the das itself is haughty towards him, not allowing him to use it. That person, the marvazach, becomes a sar, the suchim, becomes a sar. He becomes the leader to the suchim, to the people which come to menachem him. That he's in, he becomes the head of them. Fine. Back to the question, whether it should be from a mekarkoi or from a taltali. Amar Rabba hilchus of mekarkoi, below mekartali. Ben the mezoni, we don't collect from the taltan of the brothers for mezonis. Ben the ksuba, ben the parnasa. All these are schus in karka, not in metaltal. Okay. Rashi. Ki also ha'itza, I think is what we're holding. Ishachas Bolifnei Rabbi Nechemya. A woman came to Rabbi Nechemya. The Shoyal Litol Isra Nechosim Bimakema Sharaba Baravuna. That she needed to get her rights to get her parnasa, her 1/10 of the property. But the place where the properties were to be collected was in the place of Rabbi Baravuna. So she came to Rabbi Nechemya, Lishloach Loidaber Meitai, she Ishtadal Bidino. That Rabbi Nechemya should ask Rabbi Baruch Huna to help her in her situation. So the Mora says that Rabbi Nechemya braved the rear, so he sent to Rabbi Baruch Huna. So when she comes, you should give her. Even from the Itzarubla. Moshev Amasarechaim, Kemoshehain. So the bottom stone of the millstone, she has a right to collect even from that. Umekarkoi, Choshevlu, that's considered karka, even though it's not actually attached to the ground. It's placed on the ground, but it's not going anywhere. It should be a very big, large stone of the millstone. It was placed on the ground. It has a din of karka. Okay. Comes along, the Bora says, Ravashi says they when they were bare of Khan, they would collect Ila from Amal de Basi. Schir Sabatim mi mekarkoi kosi. So the money which came in from renting out houses has a dinner karka. Then the Bora brings this story of Rav Onan and Rav Huna. And have a Yosef Rav Sheshes can make Kishbo Shliach Lefonov. So when Rav Onan's messenger came to Rav Huna, Rav Sheshes was there. Vikur Rav Huna al Dakari Huna Chavrin. Rav Huna felt it was improper that Rav Onan should refer to him as Huna Chavrin. On the Rav Huna the Rav Sheshes Zil Emelay V'Loshen Ganai Kasher Omer. I want you to tell to him exactly as I'm saying it, even though it's a lashon of ganai. It's somewhat of an insulting language. And you'll be in cherem if you don't do it. Onan, mehecha to omer lehakboisa. To where do you want to give her rights to collect from? Mimi mekarkoi or afilo mimi metaltali. And I have another question for you. Who sits at the head? But they sit down for the meal. So that was a way. The person who was considered the Rosh would be placed at the head of the table. In general, this is the way they did it. And then they would put the next Chashan person lower, away from the head of the table. So who sat on that head couch? This is the question. Amalei Mar Rabba. So Rav Sheshes told Rabbanan, You are my Rebbe. Rav Huna Rabcha, but Rav Huna is your Rebbe. Zagrashi says, why is he saying this? Lefai Sarmer Lekach. He's trying to appease him. Shlo Yichas Olav Al Shanas Ashtich B'Dover. He shouldn't be upset at Rav Sheshes, that Rav Sheshes was acted as a Shliach. Marei Apanim Shal Kerch Anas Ashtich Lekach. So he's clarifying to him that it wasn't his choice. They had no choice to do it. So he went to Marukva. Marukva said, "Gufa da'av, da'uv, da'tchilas ha'dvar ma'alosh and shalatala." How did the story start? So Yinucham k'siv. Now the pasuk loshen is Yinachem. We're saying it, but it's written Yinucham. So Rashi says, why do we assume that the written is Yinucham more than Yinachem? Okay. So Rashi says, "Ein locha loymer patach." So we don't assume a patach under a letter. Either because there's a letter next to it which is doesn't have a sound, so the natural instinct to put in that situation under the letter before would be a patach. Or if you have a masara on that to put it there, he bought b'mokum ois kilo ksiv yinachem. So if you have the masara, that replaces the need for the letter. The kibin the loksiv kan aleph, but over here there's no letter there. Al karcha apia masara is haksav atakare yinucham. So it means based on the way it's written, we read it yinucham. It's referring to the one who's receiving the nechama. Okay, mar bezoch, misha nafshe mora. He's feeling bitter. Daita zocha umutaka me'alav. He doesn't have a clear mind anymore. It's almost as if his das has been haughty and removed itself from him. He becomes the tsar for the people which are the great people which are coming to Menachem. The Tsaruchim is the Gedolim. He becomes the tsar. He becomes the leader. Okay. Hamashli Shmos the Bita Zok the Mishnah. So the father gave money for the daughter. For the Nadunya, he gave it over to the third party to take care of the money. The Humeris Neman Bali Olai, she says, "I trust my husband that he'll use the money properly." So Yasa Shlish Masha Hushlish Biyada, Dibur Rabbi Meir. So Allah Shlish ignores the request of the girl and holds on to the money. So Yossi says, "Omer b'chiena al esada mihiroi to lemachra arei mechura me'achshav." So the shlisha's job is to make sure she gets a piece of property to give us in the dunya. And if she gets a piece of property, she sells it. We can't stop her. So why do we write to stop her to save the money that she can't get the money? So the shlish will take the soda. If the girl's serious about giving the money to her husband, she'll sell the soda and give him the money. So what do you gain? Now, okay. Zagrashi, he gave money into hands of a third party, to buy some type of properties to give for her as a nada when she gets married. He marries La'achash and he says, "Neman and Bali alive. Shall Ya'akrib La'atzbai." I trust him he would take the money for himself. To know him, Lai, give him the money. So they had not gotten the property yet. give him the money, and he'll buy the, when we're ready, we'll buy the field. Tamir says, Yasha Shlish, Yikna Hasada, Bin Sherman Law, he doesn't accept the girl's request. The mitzvah l'kaim divrei ha-meis. So Rashi says, why? Because he was told by the meis to do so. And there's a Chazal said, there's a mitzvah l'kaim divrei ha-meis. He was given a responsibility, he should do it. So Rashi says, what do you gain by buying the field? Even if we got the sada already, she chooses to sell it, it's sold. So you're not getting anything by, as it were, by withholding it, because you're just making one more step in the process, but the process is not in your hands. Who's saying this? Is this Rebbe Meir talking, or is this Rebbe Yossi talking? When did we say that we accept her request? When she's a gedola, not when she's a katana. So the person designated for the son-in-law piece of property, or I'm sorry, money to buy a piece of property, which would be for the nadin, for the girl. So he put his money to a third party. To be able to buy this property for the girl as part of the nadin to the son-in-law. She says, give the money to my husband. After the suin, she's married already. The appointment of the shlish was only up to the nesuin. At that point in time, he's either going to buy the karka and give the karka, or give over the money. Either one is acceptable. But till then, not. The girl has a right to request this even from Erison. But katana, beimin and nesuin, bein erison, yasa shlish mashuush shbiyodai. So even after nesuin, the shlish does not give it over based on the request of the girl. Okay, Mor says, my bina, where is the point of the machlokes between her mayor and Rav Yossi? Lema katana mina nesuin. Maybe they're arguing, according to Meir, once it's nesuin, you my katana, we give it over. The father never designated the shlish's responsibility beyond the nesuin. So Meir holds that after nesuin, you my katana, we give it to the Baal. And Rishi says, no, by katana, even after nesuin, the shlish holds on to it. The Meir sober, her shus biyada, whilst Rav Yossi the Meir, I feel him in a nesuin, nami gedar le'in katana loy. That would seem to be one place that the point of contention. Amosav, it says in the Mishnah, Abul Katana in Maisa Katana Klu. So man Katani Law, who's saying that? Ilem Rabbi Yossi, Homer Esha Shemata Mino, Dom Rabbi Yossi, Vichiena Ella Sodom, he writes to the Marcha, Rei Mechur Me'achshav. So what Mishnah is saying, a Katana doesn't have the power. Well, if you're saying the whole argument is because she has the power to sell it, then that's why we listen to her. The girl who has no power to sell it, the argument doesn't exist. So we already know that according to the Bereshit, it's only by Gedolah. So who's talking in the Mishnah? It says, Ein Maisik Tana Klum, it's her mayor. Al her mayor he. B'chser Maisik Tana Klum. Yasa Shish Masha Hushas B'yodah. It's Rav Meir talking. Which is what the Bryce is adding, that even Rav Meir agrees after Nesuin, she has the power to get the money. And then on that, the mission, so even Rav Meir agrees that Ketana, meaning Nesuin, we don't give it to the husband. So where's the machlokes? They're arguing about Gedolah min Erison. So, that Rabbi Yossi says Gedolah min Erison, Rishis B'yad. Rabbi Yossi says no, Yassus Shlish Mashu Rishis B'yad. Okay.